This is Spins Fully Charged Recharged.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged
Recharged. Let's go.
So what's the crack, guys? What's going on?
Beyonce was playing in London last night, was she?
Yeah. I saw a lot of people flying over for that, actually, on my Instagram.
That looked insane.
Mm.
But also, like, I heard, huh?
No one's at work.
No one's at work.
No one wants to get off their ass and work anymore.
Right.
But I was looking at it, and I didn't not sell out all the tickets or something.
Oh, really? Did they not?
I don't think so. I don't think it was that much of a... Because isn't she just back
from tour? She only just did it. I feel like the theory that this is all for Blue Ivy, I do think is true. It's just kickstart her career.
Honestly,
like,
it's
why
working.
Why is Beyonce doing a tour again this quick? I know she did the kind of twin albums, but like... The Renaissance, there was like such a lead up to that. It had been so long, people were gasping for it. The girls were thirsty.
It's working though, because she's great.
Yeah, it is. She's like, all anyone could talk about.
Her dancing is top tier.
Yeah,
you just
yeah,
have
yeah.
to wait until the moment she starts to sing.
But like, yeah, what is yeah. it? Is she a singer as well?
She hasn't sung yet.
No, okay.
Yet.
Or rapped. Her dad's a big rapper. You wouldn't know what she's capable of.
There must be a reason for that. I bet she's shite.
I'd say they're biding their time. Like, it's all very
she's
strategic.
She's only like 11 or something.
No, she's 14.
No, she's 11.
What?
I think she might 12 be 12.
Just gone 12.
It's
mother of God.
She looks like if 17.
She's like a pop star.
I know.
But
she
even just her
incredible.
Whole like look is yeah. so mature.
Yeah.
She's like a genuine child.
Oh, that's not
11,
right.
I was like still sneezing and snotting everywhere in school.
Yeah, that's yeah. not right at
when
all.
I was 12, I had like
you wouldn't even been in first year.
No.
You'd be in sixth class.
Yeah, I had to get, so I really wanted like a Nike tracksuit or like an Adidas tracksuit or something for my confirmation and I wanted to wear it with one of those train driver caps that was like cord
like I wanted Keira like Knightley like
Love Actually
yeah Love Actually
I wanted
vibe.
Like a baby pink train driver hat and a baby
pretty.
Pink
track
guys, I look really pretty.
We have a huge update.
Go on. She's not 13, is she?
Today is Blue Ivy's birthday.
Fuck
13?
Off.
And today she turns 13.
No
Stop.
Way. Oh, well then that's fair.
Grand.
That's
well,
grand.
That's grand.
Make her work.
1038. Dublin. Emma, Dave and Fiona in the morning. This is Emma, Dave and Fiona in the morning.
Big.
Your number one hit music station.
Hey, good morning. Welcome back, Emma Nolan.
Thank you.
It's welcome
good
back,
to see
Queen.
Two beautiful faces. How are you
here
doing?
Here we are. Good, good, good. Do you know what I've noticed in the last couple of weeks? And I don't know if it's just because I've hit 30 now and I'm like, maybe we're all doing very well for ourselves.
Go on.
I don't know if yous have noticed this as well. There's been a real uptake in people flying business class.
Oh, what?
Has anyone noticed this?
No.
Like, people are going to Dubai and they're like, I decided to dish out for business class.
Who are you following?
Are you just following Nasty?
Yeah, Nasty 2K. Yeah. No, but I feel like my cousin went on holidays there. Like, I don't know where she was going, but she was like, oh, I decided to splash out. And go business
know.
Class. And I'm like, what are you talking about? Like, I know what your job is. You can't be doing that.
Maybe that was my question. Like, what does she do for... I don't need to know exactly what she does for a living, but I was like, can she afford to be doing that?
No,
or is it
that's
like,
the thing. I think it's the same vibe as like going to Brian Thomas and getting the Gucci bag. And you're like, what are you doing? You work in Centra. Like, what are you doing?
Does she have air miles or something?
I don't know. Is that a thing? Can you do
yeah.
that?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know. Like, if you travel a lot, like maybe, yeah.
I feel like there's a real uptake in it for no reason.
You know?
Like, we, you know, as Irish people, we were born to be in economy. And
Sure. Everyone I know is still trying to shove their bag into the Ryanair box of
doom. The only thing I do know is that I think you can, like, say if it's Aer Lingus or something, you can bid. Like,
sure,
a couple of days beforehand, you can be like, but even bidding is a grand. Like, minimum, I'm pretty sure, is a grand to bid for a first class seat or a business class or whatever.
There is nothing more satisfying than being someone, like, say, on our level, don't really have much business in Brown Thomas. Do you know what I mean?
No,
really,
no.
Don't really have much bag, business rocking the real Gucci bag.
Yeah.
A friend of mine gets that Perks card, you know, after Christmas in some companies.
Oh, yes.
You might get €1,000 on a Perks card or something.
Oh.
And every year, it's her once time she says, now I have a bit of business in Brown Thomas.
No
and
way.
She walks in and literally goes, I'll take those Gucci sunglasses, I'll pay you now, see you later.
No way.
And it's like that. She's like, this is the life I'm born to live, but I won't get to do it again until next January.
When do we? Oh, yeah.
Emma, Dave and Fiona are on Spin.
Your number one hit music station.
It's Crystal
on the Daves. This has been Emma, Dave and Fiona with you, and massive show this morning after 8 o'clock playing you the brand new track from Sabrina Carpenter. Ooh, full of juice, I think. And after 9 o'clock, Picture This are on the show in studio.
Full of juice, did you say?
Yeah, juicy, drama, gossip.
Oh, right, sorry. I see what you mean. I thought that's what you thought the song was called.
Full of juice.
Oh my God. What a terrible... This is Sabrina Carpenter, full of juice on
She's
spin.
She's talking about a beverage of sorts.
As soon as I said the word juice, I was like, damn.
Listen, Emma's back. Obviously been away for a long period of time. She's been off in Italia. And when someone is away on this show for a long period of time, we like to quiz them on stuff that's happened on the show when they come back, just to catch them out and so they're not in the loop and make sure they know what they have fully missed.
Yeah, so Emma's been away in Italy for the best part of 2 weeks and... a lot has happened. Honestly,
things move quite quickly on Fully Charged.
Oh, they do. So let's see what you've missed.
Okay, let's do it.
Okay, Emma, while you're away, why did I reveal some very personal information on the show whilst you were off?
Well, when I go to the bathroom and I pee and I walk away, a little pee comes out.
You have a little drippy.
Yeah, a little
drippy.
A little drippy.
Okay, I'd say you were forced to reveal that because... you had a wet mark on your trousers.
Oh, that's fantastic. That's a fantastic...
I'd say Fiona looked at you saying, what's going on in your pants, boy?
Emma, I don't look there.
Yeah, you do. I joke.
The answer is, Fiona asked me on the girly quiz, why might a woman opt for cotton underwear rather than lace? And I thought it might be for absorption, for catching pee dribbles.
Like yours does.
Like mine.
Gotcha. That makes sense.
He was very ready with that info. We barely
I just kind of started talking and didn't stop.
I think a lot of men relate to your struggle, though. A lot of people.
Look, guys, I'm just a relatable king.
He's just Drippy Dave.
Yeah.
Drippy Dave.
Okay, next up. We'll peek there, to be honest. Can you tell me what caused me to do this while you were away? My shepherd is the Lord. He tends all my needs. Okay. By quiet streams, he plants a dream of peace and love for me. Yes, he does. He what? He shepherds me.
Oh my God, I don't know what the hell's going on, but I love it.
How many times are we going to play that?
Honestly.
I really feel like...
Are we beatboxing religious songs now? Yeah?
Yes.
For why?
But why?
Why? Oh, the beatboxing nuns.
Yes! For someone who'd said she was going offline for her holiday...
They were brilliant, weren't they?
You've got to keep up to speed with what's going on in the world of religion.
Absolutely. Mm.
Very good.
All right. How about this one? Why did listener Laura send in this scathing voice note?
Dave, I'm absolutely mortified for you. I don't know what to say. There's no out on this one. God love your poor girlfriend. Not sure that relationship's going to last much longer.
Jeez. My God.
How many times are we going to play that?
I'm still so worried about her. Like, what is really going on?
Just a clue. It has nothing to do with Drippy Dave.
Okay, thank God. Did he say something terrible like, I love Pippa, but if Sabrina Carpenter walked into this room...
Oh, yeah.
See you later.
Fair enough. That is a good guess, to be fair. And true. but it was because I said that I had texted 3 different people. One used to work here and he's now the producer of the 2 Johnnies. One used to work here and she got fired. And one was an influencer. I texted 3 of them and none of them responded. And I brought the story because I was so embarrassed. And I'm still embarrassed.
And it caused this reaction?
And it caused Laura... I think Laura had some built-up anger towards
me. Towards you, yeah. I think there was something
she
going
was like,
on.
Wow. That's so embarrassing. You should be embarrassed about yourself. God help your girlfriend. won't last.
And also, I hate your hair.
Damn, I'm sucking at this. And also, probably, I think that was a bit unwarranted, Dave.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't disagree.
But also, after the show, everyone on the list texted Dave. So he basically peer pressured everyone. Okay, finally... What is going on here?
Stop. Let him if you will. Format it.
Oh,
God. What was going on in my absence? Yeah. It's a family radio show. It isn't.
Not anymore. It changed when you left.
My God.
All who is she? Families are gone.
Who's that bitch? Who did she bring in my absence?
Would you like to hazard a guess? Who do we reference and seek the help of a lot?
On the show.
Yeah. Dave in particular. Michaela. Yes.
That is Michaela.
I've no idea, but whoever she is, get her off.
Dave's best friend.
Dave's best friend, a female.
Well, it can be any.
ChatGPT.
So I found out that if you ask ChatGPT to write the same letter 500 times and get it to repeat it back on text to speech, it glitches itself out, and that is what happens.
Sounds
in a private moment.
That was the letter O 500 times.
Wow.
Sexy, right?
As usual. Sounds like now I have FOMO.
Yeah.
I wasn't here and I never want to take a day off again.
Oh.
Here's the weekend. Dancing in the flames. Spin.
Good morning. How are we doing? Oh. Okay. Like a dog with an old wand, some people just can't let things go. Tom Felton is once again stepping into the shoes of Draco Malfoy. Did you see this? Did you hear about this?
I saw it on Instagram.
I saw some headline or something, yeah. But yeah. I didn't really understand it because I was like, what's going on? I thought it was in the new series.
That's what he's angling towards.
Oh,
what
really?
He'd love, but he's reprising the role on the less popular stage show, Harry Potter and the Cursed Child.
He never did much after Harry Potter, did he?
This is what everyone's saying. They're like, oh, let it go, man. Yeah. Just kind of move on. He's getting a lot of hate for it, God bless him. So he's basically, if you don't know, Harry Potter and the Cursed Child is like the Broadway, West End, whatever, what have you, musical of, is it a musical?
Yeah, and I've seen it and I don't even know. No, it's just a play.
Oh, God, right. Okay, so it's like 20 years later, all the Harry Potter kids are grown up, they have kids, their own kids are going to Hogwarts, Harry's son and Draco's son are meeting and squaring off, you know, it's absolute
garbage.
Is it like, JK, any new thoughts going? Actually, no, don't share your new thoughts.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Let's keep on writing about the 10-year-old with the wand, for sure. Wow. let's not go there. But I think it maybe is the whole JK thing that people are a bit upset with Draco Malfoy. They're like, why are you going back here? Because everyone else has kind of distanced themselves from the franchise.
I was about to say disassociating from her completely.
Yes, exactly. Some of the funniest comments I've seen online. Someone said, he has maybe the most depressing career of all time. But then someone replied, I take it you didn't get the part.
Oh, very good.
Slay.
Oh,
very good.
The recession has never been more indicated. True. And kudos to the person working Photoshop for fixing his hairline here. Which, I don't know, I'm not up to date with Tom Felton's
Is
hairline.
Anyone?
I'm not abreast. It's not something I follow.
Listen, people got to make some money. Do what
they
you got to do.
I do understand it. But like at the same time, it is a moment where you're like, okay, come on, maybe do something else. But obviously you can't do anything else. And to be honest, I kind of get it because I probably feel like I'm going to be 45 doing this show.
Do you think?
I mean, talking about getting the shift and all
that young people thing. Do you think every job that he goes into, even if it's just like working in a shop, he's like,
Potter.
They're like, no, just like open the cash register.
Can
give
I ask
them the
a
change.
Question? Emma Watts, it is Watson, isn't
yeah.
it? Yeah. She's done loads of obviously other stuff since Harry Potter. But Daniel Radcliffe, has he done anything?
He's done loads,
He got his bits out on Broadway, famously.
Did he?
Yeah, won a Tony. But it has me thinking maybe I'll return to my first job, which was TK Maxx on Stephen's Green.
No, beautiful.
I worked there for 3 days when I was 16.
Three days.
I didn't know you had to quit. I just stopped going in and they rang and they were like, Are you coming back to work? So maybe I'll come back now.
Why did you quit? Why did you
I just
walk?
Did. I wasn't vibing. It just was not for me.
Yeah, I always think, like, in a place like that, I'm like, am I still on the books somewhere?
Like, exactly. I'm like, you surely don't know me because I do not make any impact. I could just leave. What
Stephen's
was your...
Green, TK Maxx, man. That, I'd swear I've had so many panic attacks in that place. The place doesn't make any sense.
Love it's it. Like Hogwarts in a way.
Honestly, it's the moving
mysterious.
Stairs.
Yeah.
I know my way around there so quick. In the door to the right, down to the underwear section. Always get my
I always get my Knicks from TK Maxx.
Okay.
Right? Quality stuff.
I thought there were shoes were down there.
No, no. In the way, you'll find some pantaloons.
All right, okay, very good.
And you do the swing around and then you have a look for the men's hoodies because you might get a good one for
you
the
might.
Girls there.
Yeah, yeah,
and
yeah.
Swing up to the top, see if you find any leggings, any workout
okay,
leggings.
Yeah.
And then that's it. Your business there is done.
You might get a vase that doesn't hold water.
Yeah.
TK Maxx purchase I made.
I go in through the front door, look at the shelves to the right and the left of me for a gift, usually for Mother's Day or for like an anniversary or something.
Wow.
Can't find anything and then walk back out because I can't go any further.
That's what I did working
Freaks
there.
Me
I walked in and I was like, it's not for me.
I'm not having this anymore. Who else needs to let it go? Though I did see an ad last night for And Just Like That, which is obviously the spin-off to Sex and the City for the new season. And I was just like, oh,
we've been all about it.
We have.
All about
it. But it's been good.
On.
The new app is good.
Is it? Okay. It's Emma, Dave and Fiona. This is Spin. What's the crack?
Good morning. We must talk about the fact, obviously, Emma, you're away in Italy and we'll learn all about your holiday. But the thing you said to us when you were going, and I thought, you know what, fair play to her. She said, guys, I'm going off the grid.
Yeah.
She said, I am getting rid of socials for a couple of, like 2 weeks while I'm away. And I'm just going to enjoy my time and be in the present, be in the moment, be in Italia.
Yeah.
And I think it lasted, I want to say, about 6.5 hours.
Yeah, right. Yeah. So basically,
what happened there?
I deleted the app completely off my phone. I wasn't just like not clicking in. I like deleted completely. And at the beginning, it went well.
Okay.
You know, it was about 20 minutes in, and I was like, oh, this is nice. I don't know what's going on. Don't know what Dave's up to. Don't know what Fiona's up to. Don't know what's going on at work. Don't know what's going on in the world. Don't know what Trump's
the most important
up to.
Person in the world to you is right
Trump.
There.
Exactly.
Jack.
With my boyfriend.
Yeah.
So, like, what do I need?
What do you need to know?
I can keep up with the family and friends on WhatsApp. I don't need to look or, you know, take anything in the world of pop culture. I'll just take a break.
Totally.
Hour two, I start to get a bit itchy. What's going on? I think hour three, I wrote into our group of Dave, Fiona and Callum going, guys, I've been off Instagram for 3 hours. What am I missing? Is there anything
going on?
On Instagram at the moment?
I've been off Instagram, guys. What's going on?
Yeah. My friend Niall is like all over Twitter. He's like a Twitter fiend. And I was texting him and I said, give me the upper part of the headlines. What's going on in the world?
Stop.
What am I missing? Anything happening in the world? And by hour five, I was like, right, let's re-download this thing. I can't do it. And the worst
I didn't know what to say when she was like, what's going on Instagram? I was like, well, my mates just had a baby. I was like, just do I update her on my mates? Like,
yes,
yeah, Tidy Towns won by
I would have loved it. I would have loved it. But the problem was then the panic kicked in because when I re-downloaded, I didn't know my Instagram password.
Oh, no.
So this went on. I was like, I've ruined it forever. So I turned into an absolute like rambling mess, being like, I'm locked out of my Instagram. I can never get it back. I'm going to have no followers.
Oh, my God. The transition from I'm going off grid to like,
what's my password? Flailing. Instagram, please give me a one-time code. Let's
the second she lands.
Charlie XCX at Primavera.
Yeah. She doing
was
the Apple dance.
Yes.
I
so
swear
cool.
to God, everyone at the moment is either at Primavera or trying to get a Truth Social account.
Those are the two genders.
Yeah.
Listen, this is the second at the cinema. A little while ago on the show, we played you a clip of a film, and your job has been to guess what that film is from that 1 second.
I've enjoyed this game ever since it started, but in the last while, I feel like I've been off my game. I feel like I've been listening to the clip, and I've been like, I actually have no clue. And then it turns out I do know the movie. This one, I knew instantly, and I was so, so happy.
I love that.
Not a notion between myself or
no,
Fiona.
No, play it again.
Said, yeah, this is the clip.
I just want to finish the sentence. I want to do the whole scene for you.
Now, Emma made the astute guess that it was a child.
Yes. Oh, I did.
So, very good.
But then I realised that could be ambiguous because sometimes, obviously, children would voice the characters of, like, animals or whatever in these films. So, maybe I'm wrong. But one more time. Fiona think or not Fiona, that's you.
It is.
Niamh thinks she knows. How are you this morning?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Grant, do you have any plans for the weekend?
I don't. I'm working all weekend.
Oh. Nightmare.
What do you do?
I'm a psychiatric nurse.
Ooh.
Yeah.
We have no questions.
Hey. Busy. Okay.
Yeah, not much we can say
well,
about that.
Well, right.
Thanks
you.
For your service.
Niamh, this is the movie clip. What is that movie?
I hope I'm right now. I think it's from Incredibles, where that little boy is at the end of the movie saying, that was totally wicked.
Oh, when Mr. Incredible lifts the car.
I think so, yeah.
Or, yeah, no, it's a big explosion, isn't it? Yeah, yeah.
He and there's a little child on the little bike
yeah,
or something
that
like that.
That was totally wicked. All right.
Well, I would be right in saying it's a child then.
It would be. Well, oh, we don't know. We'll have to check.
Look at the flash.
Niamh, let's see if you're correct.
Oh, man.
Amazing. Hey, fantastic. Fantastic clip to get, Callum. Like, brilliant clip to get. Liv, congratulations. You've just won yourself some IMC Cinema passes.
Delighted. Thanks
will you
so
get
much.
To use them at all?
Oh, I will, yeah. Sure, there's deadly movies coming out. I can't wait. Thanks a million.
Go and have some switch off time when you can.
Absolutely,
thanks,
Liv. Have a great
thanks
day.
Thanks so much,
bye,
guys.
Liv.
Thank you.
Good
bye.
Luck.
Talk to you later.
You know what?
That was totally wicked.
Oh, the light in his eyes. Oh, see
so
the
good.
I'm glad you got that out of your system.
The Incredibles, what a movie. The yes. second one. What's the second one I thought was good.
No, the second one was terrible.
What was the first one with the after credit scene? The Underminer. Do you remember him?
Not particularly.
He's the little mole rat. He becomes the, never mind.
Underminer. Normally, I would back you up on in anything. I have no recollection.
How do you not know a Disney reference?
Yeah, that's a bit bizarre.
I'd let my people down.
What's going on here?
Sorry, Walt.
Spins fully charged. Recharged.
Benson Boone and Sorry I'm Here for Someone Else on Spin with Emmett,
so
Dave,
good.
And Fiona. We did, Fiona, you just mentioned that it seems like everybody's at Primavera.
Yeah.
The other place it seems like everyone was last night was in the Three Arena for the return of Mr. Worldwide.
Oh, yeah, Mr. Yeah. 305. Yeah, yeah, Pitbull.
So, can I just get this straight? He played the Three Arena, what, 2-3 months ago?
Yeah, it was in March
February. It was like the biggest talked about thing in the country, it felt like, for 2 days. And then he obviously had such a good time, he was like, I'm coming back, Dublin.
You can't get him out of the bloody place.
And he's there again tonight.
You don't want Pitbull saturation. It's like when they brought out a winter Love Island. It's like, we can't have two Pitbulls in 1 year.
Yeah,
do you know what I mean?
True.
It's a lot.
It's going to turn into the Matt Damon and Dorky again.
Exactly.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
The Pitbull had a super value tonight. Bag. Yeah. Oh my God, let's interview him.
He went swimming in the sea.
Is Emma, Dave, and Fiona in the morning.
Big.
Your number one hit music station.
Let's go! Good morning and kind of welcome to the weekend. We're nearly there.
Ah, we are.
Is it? It is Friday, right?
It is Friday.
Oh, thanks. We are at the weekend. Yeah. What the hell? I was like,
I know,
is it Thursday?
No,
I was freaking out there for a second.
The panic in that man's eye.
I was like, what the hell?
He was honestly just there doodling, not really. And then he just obviously heard that and it lit up.
I said, don't do that to him. Welcome to your weekend.
Yes. Okay. No, it's Friday. It is for sure.
I'm taking Monday off after that.
Imagine my devastation being on stage doing stand-up last night, Cherry Comedy, Thursday nights, Whelan's. Check us out, Cherry Comedy.
Sorry, this
and is there tickets for
there's
that?
Tickets available at cherrycomedy.ie.
Interesting.
Right, okay.
And only after I get off stage, I see that Donald Trump and Elon Musk were having a very public dance-off. Like, could
amazing.
They not have started it an just hour or so earlier?
Yeah.
It's just quite rude when people
CNN
are trying to do bits.
For the whole night. I, like, literally went to sleep with CNN on. It was excellent.
That's so comforting. What's the word on the ground?
Word on the ground is he hasn't really massively responded yet, I don't think. Like, he hasn't responded to the serious claim, the big bomb. I don't know what's going on. I don't know if he's going to just... Someone said he thinks you're going to deport him.
Well, hey.
And I was like,
He is an immigrant.
Exactly.
What? But
I think he is a citizen now, though.
Oh, is he?
Yeah.
Well, I did see online this morning someone saying this is like the Kendrick and Drake beef, but between two Drakes.
Yeah. Welcome on into the best part of the week. It's Dave Ranks, baby.
All right.
Over the last couple of weeks, I've been ranking some very niche things that I happen to really, really like. As I always say, my examples are Phineas and Ferb songs, which is coming back, by the way.
No way.
Huge news. We'll get into that.
For God's sake.
So that's coming back. And I've also done like transition scenes between Hannah Montana.
Also very relevant. She recently revealed that she can now officially perform Hannah Montana songs
saw
again.
That. Yeah,
oh,
exactly.
Slay.
So I was trying to think, what will I rank this week? And I thought, there's one thing I haven't done and I really want to bring it to the show. It may be too niche. It may be, especially in this show, in this room.
Yeah.
I'm hoping producer Callum will know it because it's a little bit of a boy Dave Ranks this week. This week on the show.
Oh, yeah. I'm joking.
Dave Ranks anime theme tunes.
Oh!
Okay.
I love Pokemon.
Sure.
Yeah, I mean, that you. Okay, can you name any others?
Yu-Gi-Oh!
Oh, well done. Very good, Emma. Honestly, very, very good. Anime, obviously, it's kind of like Japanese cartoon kind of style. And we watched a lot as a kid that we may not even know. So I'm going to rank their theme tunes. In fifth place, it was absolutely the worst theme tune ever. It's from Dragon Ball Z.
Dragon, 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 dragon Ball Z. Dragon,
sorry, I think I'd have a tantrum to that as a 7-year-old.
No,
I'm just into that.
Doesn't give me a good feeling inside.
Not good at all. We move on to fourth place. A fantastic show. Can't remember anything about it except for I think one of the characters' names was Ty. Not sure. Fantastic show. It is called Digimon.
Digimon, oh, I do remember this. Woo!
And for some reason it went to change into digital champions too.
I bet you that was on the fancy channels.
World.
I don't think Digimon made it onto RTE.
Oh,
yeah.
I had the Yu-Gi-Oh! And the Pokemon. I thought it was at some point. I don't know, but that's only in fourth place because it's crap. This show I have never actually seen, but I do know the theme tune and I love it. In third place of Dave Rank's anime theme tunes, it's Beyblade.
Let's go, Beyblade, that's so your vibe.
Wow. Get a grip in there.
It's so good.
Wait,
let it rip.
Yeah.
I mean, Canna Monster, Central Bank.
Oh, I see you are
Beyblade, Beyblade, let it rip. All right, third place. We are in to the top two, okay? Second place may be contentious, but wait till you hear first. I'm going to play it first in a couple of minutes. First, we go to second place on Dave Ryan's anime theme tunes. It's the one, it's the only. It's Pokemon.
Yes.
It would have been so much better if you could hear it too, you know?
Sorry. Okay, this time I won't sing over it.
I don't. They played it twice. Pokemon in second place for Dave Rank's anime theme tunes. Are you ready for first place?
Oh, nervous now.
In first place. Oh, it's so good. Like, it's actually, I would listen to it on repeat if it was on Spotify.
Come on.
In first place for Dave Rank's anime theme tunes. It's from Yu-Gi-Oh! What version, you ask? Yu-Gi-Oh! GX! So good, Fiona.
That is good fun.
What's with the face?
Like, obviously, Pokemon's number one.
Wrong. Like, you're just so wrong because this is Dave Ranks.
Yeah.
Can I ask a really random question? Was Yu-Gi-Oh and Pokemon by the same people?
Yeah, but it's just an anime.
Of each other, isn't
it? No, it's completely different. Yu-Gi-Oh cards and Pokemon cards, yeah.
Recharged. Good morning, how are you doing? All right, I'm going to talk about something now that you listening might think doesn't concern you, but it absolutely does. Okay. You have a chance to be part of our office history.
Ooh.
Ooh.
I love this company. Can I just say, I'm so happy to be here. And I really have always said, me and corporations go together.
Yeah, yeah.
Like shamalama-lama to ding ding.
What's it called when you're first into a place and you have a period before you're full-time?
Hazing? Oh.
Not hazing. What's it called?
Probation.
Yeah,
probation.
You could tell that she's still in probation.
Don't worry, Daz. We're getting rid of her in 2 months.
Fair enough. I've done enough to warrant that.
But yeah, so, jokes. Don't worry. You're fine.
Do you think?
Yes.
Oh my God. So Emma, while you were away, we had a little office meeting that I thought I might actually go to this because it sounds like there's a few things happening. There's going to be a big refurb in the office. It's getting all modernized. There's going to be new desks. We're all going to have lockers and there's going to be plants coming out of the top of them. There's going to be new kitchens with mysterious dishwashers and those hot taps that you immediately get boiling water. Sorry, I've just learned off everything from the meeting and my eyes are glazed over as I recite all this information.
Was that genuinely said in the meeting?
Yeah.
You get boiling water, cold water and sparkling water.
Sparkling?
Is there sparkling? Callum, can we check? There's going to be sparkling. Nick, if you're listening, sparkling water.
Story with
please,
the plants, is that legit?
The plants, they're real. It's my job to water those. Mm. And there's going to be a lot more greenery and a lot more meeting rooms. Which is where the magic really
That's where
happens.
The fun
the
is.
Problem is
not
in this
too
office.
Much magic. They're all going to have glass doors, okay? So it's not going to be that kind of magic.
The one thing about this place is there is no meeting rooms, really. And that's always the constant thing. We don't really go to meeting rooms, do we? But you always see the panic of all the different departments going.
When we do have one.
Is there a meeting room available?
It'd be nice to actually have somewhere to go.
Yes. You're going to be sorry that you said there's no meeting rooms, because judging by these plans, there are 94 new meeting rooms to be built in
and
this
zero
office.
new studios.
It's going to be wall-to-wall meeting rooms out here. But the CEO has said that we get to name some of them. We get to christen. It's a real, like, giving you a little, you know, like a little corporate thing that, like, makes you act excited, but it's actually just...
Oh, it's what? So...
Here's
like
a new bottle of water with the company logo on it.
You can share
aren't
with
you,
your colleagues.
Aren't you very lucky?
We've got a pen.
It's so like back in the school when the new credit union logo was announced and you had to put your entry in to get the name for the credit union
exactly
logo.
That.
Little icon, little fella.
So if you want, you can call it Credit Union Meeting Room. We would love you to get in touch at 087 711 1038. What do you think our new meeting rooms should be called?
Oh, yes,
there are a lot of them.
Suggest them.
It's already been ruled out. If you're frantically typing down Meeting McMeat Room, that kind of stuff is not going to be welcome.
What?
No Meeting McMeat Room.
That's stupid.
Unfortunately. I know.
I want a meeting McMeat.
Can we do one called
Dave? I'm upset too. Oh, I guess. There are booths as well where you can make phone calls. There's actually just one booth on its own.
I think it should be a theme.
Theme?
I think so, like, the theme should be like, say, like pop culture moments. So you could have the this is going to ruin the tour meeting room.
Yeah. Oh my God, yes.
Do you know what I mean? Or you could have like the theme of like stereotypical spin phrases. So you could have like the chicken fillet roll meeting room.
Yeah. Yes.
The Barry Keoghan meeting
the
room.
Barry
the idea of the that this is going to ruin the tour room. That's when like News Talk have really messed up on something and they're going in there. God, we're getting sued.
The Pat Kenny stole my mug room.
I'm
thinking of. But yeah, if you have an idea, it could be named after you. It could be named after your pet hamster. It could be named after the place where you got your first shift. Whatever you're having yourself.
I'm going to go wild. I'm going to go over producer Callum's head, right? If you suggest a meeting room that gets chosen as a meeting room, I'm going to say 10 IMC Cinema Passes.
Whoa!
Producer Callum, what do you think?
And if we get a meeting room that has been approved, we will get you to open the meeting room. With a ribbon cutting ceremony and a plaque.
Yes.
And a glass of Bauer's finest sparkling water for you. Finest sparkling water.
Or
for
boiling
you.
If you fancy it.
Or boiling. Just get the boiling water straight down the gullet.
So we can't promise that the meeting room's going to be chosen.
No.
But we are going to pitch them all to the CEO.
Yeah.
So
okay.
Get your suggestions in. You win 10 IMC Cinema Passes if it's chosen. And we'll do a show live from that meeting room with the ribbon cutting ceremony.
It just got interesting.
Interesting.
087-711-1038. What should our new meeting rooms be called?
Go wild. Go as mad as you can on this and we'll see what we come up with.
Spins fully charged.
Recharged.
This morning on the show, we are asking you to be part of history here at our office and name one of our new meeting rooms. The whole office is getting a refurb. There's loads of bits happening. And most importantly, there is going to be about 8 million meeting rooms for us all to work overtime inside of. So we would love you to get in touch at 087 711 1038. What do you think it should be called? Send us a voice note.
Are they meeting rooms or are they creative spaces, guys?
Maybe it's more of a creative space.
Where creativity.
Do you know what? The best. I created a meeting room once. I actually did, right? I created the name of a meeting room once. And it was when me and Emma worked together in a different building. Ooh. Okay.
And we were in the creative area together.
Yes.
Guys,
and I said, let's call it the creative den because there was three people working in there, David, Emma and Niall. Den. Creative den. It was class.
It was
so
pretty good. I liked it. It was very nice.
You know that you guys aren't allowed to talk about stuff that you did before you knew.
Sorry. So look, we want to go as mad as you can on this. Obviously, I missed the meeting, but we've been told by the CEO that any suggestion is welcome to name one of these millions and millions of rooms. And producer Callum has just said, if your suggestion gets chosen, we'll do an official office opening ceremony with you and a ribbon and all the rest. Anne has a suggestion for us. What are you thinking?
I think it's Shazam. So I just came out with that. Shazam, that's where the magic happens.
Who's
going with that?
Gotcha.
Shazam.
Well, your name is Anne, so it could be
Shazam.
Very good. And it's good. It's good because it keeps people in here under pressure as well, knowing that, you know, a big problem for radio is Shazam and the like. So that's good. Keep us on our toes.
Yeah. Let's name the next one Spotify.
Our big competitor, Shazam.
This whole time I was thinking of Spotify.
It's Friday morning. That's where my head went.
Yeah,
so.
I like it, Anne.
Shazam.
Have a great day, Anne.
Perfect. Thank you. Thank you.
Bye.
So get in touch. Look, send your voice notes in. Go as wild as you can. It could be named after you or your child or your street.
Or your dog.
Absolutely.
Yeah. You could make it a pun, the bride and room.
Ah!
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Give me something.
No, that was good.
Get your voice.
Fiona Frawley room sounds quite good.
Mm.
But I will never do any work in it. But it'll just be to inspire you guys.
Absolutely. Get in touch, go as wild as you can. Send us a voice note, 087 711 1038.
We are asking you, what should we name the new meeting rooms in our office? Our office is getting a huge revamp, loads of bits happening, all new jazzy things.
Jazzy coming in, is she?
Jazzy will be
in. I like it the way it is. Where are they changing things?
I know, everything changes, girl. It all happened while you were away.
Sadness.
And now, yeah, it's crazy. But we're getting the listener involved. You can name one of these meeting rooms if you would like, if you're into that. Absolutely no pressure if not. But we've been getting loads of texts in and calls for the more.
Yeah, absolutely. We're asking you, what should we name this meeting room? And it could literally be a name of one of the, how did you say, 95 million more meeting rooms we're getting around here?
Yes, there's 95 million approx. Yeah.
Louise is standing by there. Hello.
Hello.
Louise, good morning. It's Emma, Dave and Fiona. How are
you? Hello, Louise.
Do you know what? I knew you were going to ring me.
Yeah.
We're right. Predictable.
Louise, tell us, what are you suggesting we call our meeting room?
I think you should call it Bitch Box. Because let's be honest.
Bitch Box.
Yeah, that's where all the bitching goes on.
Exactly.
In those little rooms.
Oh, God.
It's literally...
You know, like a goggle box type thing, but it's a bitch box.
I love that.
Sorry, Louise, that's fantastic.
And so you have to also put someone in there if they're being a bitch.
Into the bitch
box.
Get
in the box.
We could have a separate room there to lock them in, like, till they, you know...
Did they have
something
to go in the
like
corner?
That.
Oh my God.
Yeah, bowl corner.
Okay.
And I love it as well because, like you said, they are just little boxes, those meeting rooms, and all people doing them is bitch about people.
I can see the headlines now. You know, Spin 103 and Louise opened the bitch box. That's brilliant.
I love it.
Oh yeah. I'll be there.
Thanks, Louise.
No worries. Take care.
Good
bye.
Night, Louise.
Thanks, Louise.
Bye. If you are successful in this, if you get to name a meeting room, we will make it a big deal. We'll invite you in. We'll do a ribbon cutting.
Yeah.
We'll give you your 10 IMC cinema passes.
It needs to actually be. Like, it needs to go through the CEO as well.
It
like,
does.
The CEO needs to go, do you know what? Yeah, that's a good meeting room. We'll call it that.
Yeah,
then we will bring you in, bring your IBC cinema passes, and you will cut that ribbon.
Oh, yeah, big stuff. Jamie, you've got loads of suggestions for us. Walk us through them.
What can I say? Right, so obviously, being music teamed, I was thinking, like, now that's what we call a meeting room, and then it's volume 1038.
Love it.
Yay, that's so good.
Now, that's what I call a meeting room, Val 1038.
That's brilliant. Fantastic. Okay, keep going, Jamie. You're off to a great start.
So, a bit of crack room.
Yeah. Bit of crack.
You want to keep it a bit, you know, upbeat.
Yeah, fair enough.
I was thinking the board room, like B-O-R-E-D. But,
I'm so bored.
Yeah.
That's all that goes on in there
like
as well. Just boredom. That's perfect,
like, you're in a meeting, you're going to be bored.
Yeah, so fair enough. I like it. Doesn't really create a lot of energy or creativity, but, you know, who knows?
It matches the mood.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Listen, it was the first round, okay?
Yeah, you're doing great. But you're giving us these ideas for free.
Have you got any more?
The off-the-record one.
Love
it.
Off-the-record is really interesting because we actually have a group chat called Off-the-Record.
Yeah, we do.
Which is when we started this show. That's crazy.
Jamie, these are fantastic and your brain is working a lot quicker than mine this morning, so fair play.
Excellent,
sir.
Jamie. Thank you so much.
Thanks, guys. Happy Friday.
You too.
Oh, happy Friday, Jamie.
Bye.
A lot of texts in as well. Good suggestions. I'm really, really liking this. From Paula's kids, Radio Rulers.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
Okay. Yes, super Spin.
That's fun.
And then there was Radio Zone in there as well. And then one of the kids has gone mad. Tung Sahur. Which is the Italian brain rot.
I want the CEO to have to say, do you want to just pop in with me there?
Tung, 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 tung.
Or we just have to talk about something.
You're fired.
That's the tung, 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 t box room.
Your man's box.
It's got a double room meaning there if you think, if you
your
think
man's box
about
room.
It.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Very good.
Okay, Eve has been in touch. F-E-D HQ.
Yeah.
That's Fiona, just our
Emma,
name. Dave.
That's us. I like the order Red. That she did the names in. Thank you very much. Let's change it to that. Chatterbox HQ. That's very lovely. Good. The Banter Bunker.
That's got ChatGPT written all over it.
I think we can do the Banter Bunker if you read it in an English accent.
The Banter Bunker.
I'm in the Banter Bunker discussing ideas with my colleagues. Finally, the Backstage Booth.
Yeah, the Backstage Booth. All the alliteration is definitely ChatGPT. Yeah, come on.
Amanda was on as well. I think this is actually one of my favourites so far. You should call the rooms by random names, like the Andre Murphy, the Daniel Byrne, etc. And then you make up backstories for the fake people you've named them after.
Okay.
So, like, just call them after random, like, John O'Brien. It's like, you don't know John O'Brien. He created radio.
Yeah.
You absolute idiot. Get out.
I love that.
Carl was in touch.
Good morning, guys. I think you should call it the Chokey, like the room in Matilda. Because let's face it, nobody ever wants to go to a meeting. Nobody ever wants to go into the Chokey.
That's very good.
That's my fave.
Very good. And Andrew was there as well. What is your suggestion for the meeting room?
Room to improve.
Savage.
That's very good.
There could be copyright issues. You have to check that out with the legal department.
We'll call it meeting room to improve. That's unreal evil. Yeah.
Perfect.
That's so good. I love that, Andrew.
If that's not an offices everywhere, they're all missing a trick. Well done, Andrew.
That's my front runner, I think, at the moment, Andrew. Very good. Thank you.
No problem. Thanks. Bye.
See
you later. Okay, it's your very last chance to get in on this because we're going to put our shortlist together. This will go to the CEO. Someone might be successful and come in for that ribbon cutting and the IMC cinema passes and the big party.
We're going to do that thing Pat Kenny did in the show where he's like, can I just have the money? They're just like, can I just have the cinema passes? I don't want to come in and cut your ribbon.
Get your voice notes in if you have any last minute suggestions for us and you never know. You could be named on there. Your name could be on the door of one of the offices in here forever.
Huge.
Recharged.
What should we name the new meeting rooms that are going to be installed in the office very soon? There's a big refurb happening. We've been asking you to get in touch with your crazy, quirky suggestions, and you have been playing a blinder.
I think it's class. Adele is standing by there this morning. What do you think?
Cell block 103.
I love it.
Yeah. Coming.
Remember Cell Block H?
Yeah. Series. I know. I don't know if our CEO is going to like being compared to a prison.
But we've all been thinking it.
We've all been thinking it.
I also love that you dropped the 8 on 103 because most dubs do.
Yeah.
Spin 103.
Yeah.
103.
Oh, yeah,
8.
Sorry about that. It's a bit early in the morning.
No, it's good. I like it because that's the way everyone. Are you working for Spin 103? And your insight's going, it's Spin 103 8. Adele, thank you very much.
Thanks, Adele.
No problem. Happy Friday.
Bye.
Cell Block H, I think, is really good. I don't know if the CEO is going to go for it. Liam has said, call it Moe's Tavern, which I absolutely love. I can give you the piece de resistance, a bottle of Duff that is in my press for over 20 years.
Oh, lovely.
Liam, thank you very much.
Oh, my God, you're actually going to donate the bottle as well. That's
huge. Might just have that, Liam.
Yeah, I might just take a sip of that. All right, the final two. We are down to the final two. It's over on Instagram. You can get your votes in now. We will be sharing the results on Monday. The final two are Jamie's suggestion. Jamie. Now, that's what I call a meeting room.
Love.
1038.
For our younger listeners, that is a must-have CD possession in the early days.
CDs.
I think there's still a thing. They still do it.
And essentially, I think annually they'd release like the biggest songs of the year, and it would all be on your CD, and it was your prized possession. That's what I call music 7 or 75 or 202.
You'd be playing that on this thing called a Discman. You'd get that with a thing called your communion money, and it was wild. And the second option, we love this one, Andrew's suggestion, meeting. Room to improve.
Beautiful.
Dermot Bannon found rotting.
I think the most recent one is now, that's what I call music 120. It's got Gracie Abrams and Pink Pony Club and Sabrina Carpenter.
There you go.
Mental.
So listen, we will have the results on Monday. You need to get voting now on Instagram. Will it be Jamie's suggestion now that's what I call a meeting room 1038, or will it be Andrew's suggestion, meeting room to improve? Vote on our Instagram.
I don't know which one to vote for.
Add official Spin 1038.
1038. This is Emma, Dave, and Fiona in the morning.
Big. Your number one hit music station.
Hello, morning.
Hey, happy Friday.
Hope you're well, guys. It is lovely to be back, I have to say. But
we missed you.
There's one big issue that's already starting to come to light. Just the realisation of normality has set in.
It's the smell, isn't it? I've told her to shower. She just refuses to.
Hey, it's hard for me. Double jobbing.
I'm back at the granola, lads.
No.
Oh, no.
And I'm like...
What were you having? What are you used to now?
Pizza for breakfast. Honestly, this one day we were strolling down to get like somewhere actually like breakfasty. And there was just a deli looking at us out the window, and it was just those massive, like, Bambino-style pizza slices.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And we were like, we're on our holidays. Can we get a slice of pizza for breakfast?
Absolutely.
I don't think a single day went by where I didn't eat pizza.
Amazing.
That's what the Italians would want. So you were being a local.
I'm just going to miss it so much.
I'm going to Greece in a week, and if I'm not sleeping in a kebab, I don't want it.
Very important.
Quite honestly, now I just had my granola.
No.
I'll be have to have a salad for lunch because I've been eating pizza for 2 weeks.
Oh, no.
Why are calories such a thing? Yeah. I love carbs. I just love them so much.
Aren't they great for staying away when you're on holidays as well?
The calories?
They don't refuse. Yeah, refuse.
They leave you alone. Carbs, man, they're so good. Okay, listen, this is One More Tune. Once a week, myself, Dave, Fiona, we go head to head and you choose the song that closes the show. She's just released her brand new album. I've listened to her a bit and I'm just back from my holidays. So with that holiday tone in mind, I've gone for Miley's Malibu.
Next to you, the sky is more blue in Malibu.
If you fancy Miley Cyrus of Malibu, it's Emma in WhatsApp, please. And you need to send that vote over to 087-711-1038 on WhatsApp.
Same vibes as that hymn from Mass. I hear nothing, truck around.
It's so
dreary, that tune. Malibu.
Yes.
Yeah, let's up the vibes. I'm going for this. So let me be and I'll set you free. Come on, everybody. I am in misery. Hell yeah. You're welcome. Maroon 5 and Misery is an option if you would like it. It's Dave in a WhatsApp because maybe I like the misery. Dave in a WhatsApp to 087-711-1038.
I love how you say you're upping the energy and you go for a song called Misery.
Oh yeah, well, he could be honestly singing about his deep, dark depression. And I'm like, chirpy. But it's chirpy.
It is. Okay, look, I know I'm walking this. This is what I've gone for this week.
Fiona desperately trying to hold on to her youth. That's what that is.
Hey, I'm young. I'm cool. I'm down with the kids.
What is that?
If you have been following the JoJo Siwa, Chris Hughes saga, they are two people who were on Big Brother, JoJo Siwa of Dance Moms.
I'm aware of them,
fame,
yes.
And I'm just getting a lot of glazed over stares in here right now.
I've never heard that song.
This is JoJo Siwa's single that she brought out last year, and if you have lived a life without knowing about that, I'm jealous of you. But please bring it into your lives now. Fiona in a WhatsApp to 087-711-1038.
All right, if you want to hear Miley Cyrus and Malibu from 2018, it's Emma in a WhatsApp, please.
If you want to hear Maroon 5 and Misery, that's Dave in a WhatsApp.
And if you want to hear JoJo Siwa and Karma, it's Fiona in a WhatsApp to 087-711-1038.
On your number one hit music station.
Emma, Dave and Fiona.
Sounds like spin.
Sounds like spin.
What would music be without ooh, ooh, oohs? Oh, there'd be nothing.
What would music be without Bless and Cameron Watts?
So, nothing. Not we'd have talking about.
No one to, inspire.
Mm. Yeah, we'd have to shut down the radio station.
We would indeed.
It's Emma, Dave and Fiona. This is spin.
Shia LaBeouf. Do you remember him?
I do, yeah.
Yeah. Transformers guy. Went a bit mad. Did this for some reason.
Just do it! Yesterday, you said tomorrow. So just do it! Make your dreams come true!
A random fry.
Bit of an eccentric guy.
Yeah.
So it won't shock you that he's into a bit of the old method acting.
Not this.
Now, method acting essentially means that between rehearsals, the lead up to filming and actually shooting the movie, the actor tries to become the person they're playing, the character that they're playing. They try to become it. So mentally, physically and emotionally, right? So Shia LaBeouf, he was in this movie in 2014 called Fury. And it was about members of an American tank crew fighting against Nazi Germany in the latter stages of World War II, right? So to understand the character and everything he was going through during the war, Shia LaBeouf decided to method act and push the boundaries. So he pulled his own tooth out.
Oh, sorry.
Come on. No.
With the pliers?
No.
Because he thought his character wouldn't have a tooth. Or would have a tooth missing.
Yeah, but they might not have experienced the pain of getting a tooth pulled out with the pliers. Mm. So how is that method acting?
Do you know what else he did?
Ah, what a silly man.
He cut his face.
Silly boy.
Because he was like, that's the kind of character my character is. He'd cut his face.
When you say cut, like...
As in, he would have a gash on his face because that's the kind of... Like, this character obviously was in the war and he'd have something...
Yeah, but surely not self-inflicted.
Yeah, you know exactly. I mean? But he wanted it to, whatever.
This is why men shouldn't have jobs.
This is what I completely agree with you. I completely agree with you. Shia LaBeouf basically brought out Logan Lerman, who was also in this movie. Logan Lerman from Perks of Being a Wallflower fame and Percy Jackson, I think, as well. But he brought him out and was like, hey, look at this. Cut his face. And Logan Lerman was like...
Guy's face.
No, cut his own face. And he also didn't shower for 8 months because that's what a soldier would have to endure.
And you give out to me when I do that. Yeah.
And it's only 2 weeks.
Yeah,
so I thought, why don't we play a game of did this actor method act or have I completely made up what they've done?
Okay, cool.
Fun.
You ready?
Yes.
So I'm going to give you the actor, I'm going to give you the role that they played and I'm going to tell you what they did to get ready for that
I
role.
I love it.
Jared Leto played the Joker in Suicide Squad, a movie about the villains in the Batman universe. Because he was playing the Joker, he sent the cast a butchered pig at their first table read because the Joker is evil and crazy and you don't know what he's going to do. So he sent a butchered pig to the first table read.
You're nodding, Fiona. Are you saying yeah?
Yeah, I know. He did that. And didn't he leave bags of poo at people's front doors?
And rats. Yes, Jared Leto is a freak.
Okay.
And so he did do that. Congratulations. Tom Holland, Spider-Man Homecoming. Tom Holland spent days in places where spiders live to really get to know what they're like and to walk like them on walls. He slept in what Americans call a crawl space in their house, which were filled with spiders.
Sick, but not as bad as the first one. I'm going to say yeah.
I completely made that one up. The only thing I will say that Tom Holland did do in terms of method acting was when he was getting ready for Spider-Man, the producers, he was saying to the producers, I should almost like go to an American high school because obviously Tom Holland is English. He's like, I should go to an American high school, see what it's like, and they loved it and so they sent him to school.
No.
And so he was just sitting there and some girl sat beside him was like, why are you here? And he's like, I'm a Spider-Man. She's like, okay, this guy's obviously really weird.
Yeah.
Turns out it was. Leonardo DiCaprio, who was playing Hugh Glass in The Revenant, a movie about a hunter who gets attacked by a bear and has to survive.
Oh yeah.
To get ready for this role, he ate raw bison liver, despite being a vegetarian. He slept in an animal carcass and learned to build a fire and speak Native American.
In an animal carcass?
Is that true?
I think it would have been he was really gunning for the Oscar that year, so yeah, he'd probably be getting up inside an animal. Yeah.
Alright, I'll
back you on
that.
It is true.
Wow.
It is true. He slept in an animal carcass, which is, to be fair, what he does in the movie. He sleeps in like a bear. Like he cuts open a bear and yeah.
It's not the creepiest thing Leo has done.
Jamie Foxx played Ray Charles in the movie Ray. It's a movie about a blind piano player called Ray Charles. He wore prosthetic eyelids to simulate blindness for 14 hours a day. Is that true?
I'd say it is.
It weirdly is. Oh. It weirdly
I
is
think
true.
That's great though.
He's an empath.
This one I enjoy. Daniel Radcliffe, when filming Harry Potter, Daniel would stay in character and think he was a real wizard. He would say a spell for things to come to him and other cast members would have to bring it to him. So he would say Accio cup of tea and then someone would have to make him a cup of tea, bring it to him, and he'd be like, whoa, isn't my magic crazy?
Sorry, that's such a lie, but it's brilliant.
Yeah, well done.
I've made that one up. Yeah. And lastly, Amanda Seyfried, she was in the movie Mean Girls and at one point she has to play a cat, so she lived in a cat sanctuary so she could learn their ways, their movements and their sounds.
I love how your mind works, man, but I know that didn't happen.
I'm a cat. Duh.
Nice one. Very good. I would love to. I always imagine the method acting world and how fun it would be.
We do method acting all the time. Watch this. I love this song.
It's so good. Good morning. You're on Fully Charged with Emma, Dave and Fiona. And picture this, are in studio.
It's a full studio. I like this. I think the last time we interviewed you, lads, we all stood in front of each other upstairs in a studio because we didn't have enough chairs or microphones.
Yeah.
So we all stood just staring at you. Do you remember that?
I remember it.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, it was a weird time.
Yeah, we all felt really uncomfortable, but we had fun.
Yeah, we enjoyed it.
We did. It's much better just chilling out in here, isn't it?
And we have a new co-host now. This is Fiona. And she's here to ask the really hard hitting questions.
Okay. About the housing crisis. Yeah. Like what you guys are going to do to fix it. So
Ryan, Jimmy Cliff and Owen are in studio. The new EP just out today, guys.
Oh, very exciting.
Very exciting.
So big day for you as well.
Let the light in. What's the story? Not enough to make an album, no?
Basically, no.
Yeah.
No, we just wanted to do something different because we've done like 4 albums in a row now.
Yeah.
And we just wanted to have a bit of... There's like less pressure to an EP.
Yeah.
Because there is just less songs. But we have enough music for a few albums. So it's kind of... It's actually kind of a way to get more songs out because we'll do this EP and we'll maybe do another EP and then an album or something.
Yeah, cool.
So Let the Light In is the name of the new album. It's very... Isn't it your mammy coming in the mornings, opening the curtain? Yeah. Let some light in.
But the new single, Obsessed, we're all big fans. We're listening to it here this morning. Now, guys, you did say that on the EP you will be more honest and authentic and unguarded than ever before.
Yeah, organic as well. There was a lot of buzzwords. I don't know if you are aware of your press release.
We are and we're not. Sometimes, do you know, when they come to me and say, can you explain all the songs? I'm just like, no.
No.
I can't, yeah. Let the people listen to it and decide for themselves. But well, they're all good buzzwords.
They are good buzzwords and I'd like to put you to those tests. Are you authentic? Are you honest? Are you unguarded? Even more so than you've always been. So what I thought we'd play a game with, are you honest, right? So I have a question for all of yous. Least favourite song you've ever released, go.
Oh, what a question.
I've never thought about that before. Please.
Never thought about that. Least favourite song.
Because I remember the last time I remember talking to you about LA House Party and you were like, oh, I just had a terrible time. It was a great song. But you were like, oh, LA was crap and you didn't like the vibe and stuff like that. So I was like, maybe is that the answer purely because it reminds you of going to that house party where you had a miserable time? Or is there a song that you're like, yeah, I wasn't proud of that one, to be honest?
It's very, we've never been asked this, have we?
Yeah, I don't know what to say.
We are the biggest Picture This fans in the world.
Ah,
that's huge.
We really are. Like, we listen to our own music more than anything, probably, and we love everything we've done. So it's hard to pick like a least favourite, but LA House Party as a least favourite experience is actually a great
okay show.
There's your out.
Yeah.
It's such a
thanks for that.
It's a really good answer because, isn't it? I think there was like that Coldplay interview where they said they hated one of their songs and like fans were devastated because they're like, well, that's my favourite song. So you don't want to take away the experience of a fan who loves a certain song. So in the category of honest, picture this. What are you picturing right now?
I was still picturing that LA House Party.
Okay, so you really love the song.
To be honest, I'm picturing food.
Okay, be more specific.
I was thinking like a deli kind of roll. I like sausages and butter and just I'm thinking about that because I'm just really hungry.
Yeah, not a full brekkie roll, just sausage.
Just to be honest, anything, I'm starving.
Okay, amazing. Great.
Owen?
We're getting very close to that Spin 1038, very, very stereotypical. What's on your chicken fillet rolls?
They brought it up, not me.
I was thinking of a Coldplay concert because you mentioned Coldplay.
Oh, very good.
Okay. All the lights.
Yeah. Love it.
The bouncy balls through Croke Park. Yeah. Love.
So, you know, I'm picturing not getting clamped as I look at my parking ticket here because it was so jam-packed when I parked up there that I had to kind of park between two lines.
Oh my God.
And I was running a bit under pressure. So look, if they're listening, a pocket parking, my reg plate is.
All right, Jimmy, what's one tattoo of Ryan's you wish he didn't get?
I wish he didn't get?
Yeah.
Oh my God. Yeah, maybe. I gave Ryan a tattoo, but I do love...
A little stick and poke job.
Yeah, I do love the tattoo, but I didn't do it very well, so... It was my first attempt. It still has it, and it's in a very, it's, you can see it. It's very easy to see.
Nice.
It's on his wrist.
What does it say?
It's like, do you know when you're playing Hangman, you have the words.
There's
like
a dash.
So it's L, and then there's a space, and then a V, and an E, and it's a very deep thing, but it's like, is it love, is it live, whatever.
Very cool.
Yeah. That's cool.
That's what I'm all about. You know what I mean? I'm just thinking, like, deep and...
You're so deep. All right, is there something that one of the bandmates does, maybe a habit that you really don't like?
Cliff rocks in his sleep.
He rocks.
Baby.
He rocks in the day and he rocks in his sleep.
If there's anyone out there listening that maybe knows why, but ever since I'm a kid, it was probably because I was probably rocked as a kid, I'd imagine.
Oh, that's
and for some reason, myself and Jimmy, we bunk up and share hotel rooms, but like every night he wakes up and films me rocking for proof to show me the next morning because I was like, I don't remember it at all. And he was like, you were rocking for a solid hour.
Full on.
That is so cute.
Back movement.
He's always in denial. No, I wasn't. I was like, you are. Yeah,
you can trigger it.
I know how to do it, yeah. You make
Why?
You make noise.
You'll start doing it.
So it's a side to side rather than a back and forth.
Yeah, but the weird thing is, I have no idea I'm doing this. I'm in a deep sleep. And I wake up and I'm like, and you know, you wake up and you're kind of checking the room, what's it rocking? And there's Jimmy just filming it. Yeah.
Great, you're burning a few calories overnight.
Exactly. That'd
be better than snoring as well for a roommate.
True.
Picture this. Best of luck with the brand new EP. It is just out today. And as always, a pleasure. Thanks for coming to join us on Fully Charged.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you. Cheers.
brand new sound.
It's the hottest new thing in music.
Feeling brand new.
This is Fresh to Spin.
Fresh on the beat.
Thanks so much to Picture This for popping in. Their brand new EP, Let the Light In, just dropped this morning. And this new track is from it. It's called Family Out of Friends. This is Spin. Good morning.
Spin 103.8's Golden Days.
Hey, yeah.
Ah, yeah. I think the desperation now is here, isn't it? We just really want to give away a holiday.
We tried when you were away, but it didn't work. Yeah. Unfortunately. Yeah. Maybe you are the good luck we need. Maybe we'll give it away today.
It was Keely. Honestly comical how much it didn't work.
Yeah.
Keely standing by there this morning. Good morning.
Morning, guys. How are we?
Good.
Bad, Keely. Keely is such a scouse name, isn't it? You're right, Keely.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Are we saying it wrong? You can tell us at this stage.
No, no, that's right. That's
you're
right,
like, my name is Jane.
You're like Keely.
Keely.
Downtown from Scran.
Gorgeous.
It's a gorgeous name. You don't hear many Keelys.
Oh, yeah. Very nice.
Listen, we'd love to get you on your holidays.
Emma, Dave and Fiona's Golden Ticket. Have you heard this game before, Keely?
I think I have. It's 25 seconds, five songs, isn't it?
Oh, gosh. Oh, my gosh. Keely.
Keely. Just to say as well, song one is the same as yesterday. So if you were listening yesterday, you are laughing.
You need to guess all of the songs within 25 seconds to win that golden ticket to Fuerteventura. If it's a song with a few people on it, you only need to mention one artist. No skipping or passing. We can't move on until you get the song and artist correct. However, if you really don't know it, you can swap it for a different one. You can only do that once and you can't do it on the final song. If you want to swap the song at any point, Keely, just shout the word swap. And when you get it correct, we'll pause the clock just so you can gather yourself and get ready for the next one. Does that make sense?
Yep, perfect.
Alright, here we go. Best of luck. 25 seconds on the clock and song one plays in 3, 2, 1, start the clock.
I
know I have good
judgment. I know I have Karina
Karin
was there.
Yep.
Yeah. It's Tate.
It's got the same.
Yes, on the clock.
There you go, Sabrina Carpenter, and please, 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 she just has too many hits at the moment, it's hard to keep up, but you got there, well done.
Yes, 10 seconds that one took you, Keely, but in fairness, it's a long song title, it's the same word thrice, you're onto a roll. Sabrina Carpenter, remember that name as we enter into the next part of this game.
You may have even said it already, Keely, but who knows, song two with 15 seconds left on the clock plays in 3, 2, 1, start the clock.
Oh, I leave quite an impression. Sabrina Carpenter,
yeah. Start the clock.
Wow. How did you do it? How did Keely do it?
I wonder, is it clear to people that we're really trying to give this away?
Please.
Well done. Please. You got that in an incredible 3 seconds. You've got 12 seconds left for the final three songs. That is 4 seconds per song. I don't think that's bad at all.
We could be yelling in 12 seconds that you won a holiday. Keely, let's go for song three. It plays in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock. My cold heart is finally
melting. I'll move from the... Revolving door, Tate McRae.
Stop the clock. Yes. How did you get that one, Keely? Do you like that song? Do you know that song?
Yeah, I just heard it from the start.
Oh, very good. Great.
I love Tate McRae.
Okay. Yes, you kept us in suspense there for a little second. But don't worry, you've got six and a half seconds, shall we say, left. So that is 3.25 seconds per song.
Not too bad.
Quick maths, Fiona.
Can be done. Keely, I don't think I've said this in a long time. Song 4 plays in 3, 2, 1 with 6 seconds on the clock. It plays in 3, 2, 1, start the clock. I'll be honest. I'm alright.
Her song,
Anne
Marie.
Stop the clock.
You did it. Oh my God. Oh my God, Keely, you absolute ledge bag. Our song, Niall Horan and Anne Marie. We're on to song 5.
Oh my God, I haven't said this in the entirety since we've had this holiday. Keely, we're on to song 5 with
You've got one second.
1.3 seconds left on the clock. And it plays in 3, 2, 1, start the clock. Stop the clock.
Oh,
any idea, Keely?
It was Zeros by Jazzy.
Yes, it was! Damn it, Keely! Oh my God!
It is fair
because you took 10 seconds on Sabrina Carpenter. Please!
I know.
Oh, Keely, I'm so sorry. Unbelievable player, though. Well done.
I don't know what to say.
That was so good, Keely. Please try and get back on and take this holiday.
I was like, look, she will probably wouldn't have got song 5.
I am speechless. Sorry.
Unbelievable.
You're unbelievable.
So there you go. It can be done, Keely. Thank you so much for playing.
Keely, you're incredible.
Have a great day.
Bye. I feel like that gave me kind of just as much of an adrenaline rush as a win would have.
But I'm sorry. I really, really like Keely, but I'm like, how do you get Zeros by Jazzy, but no not. Please, please, please.
Yeah.
I know.
Jazzy has loads of tunes as well.
She was just warming up. Yeah, like, I know, fair. The first song maybe.
I think this is the rule. I think if you come on to play and someone starts playing and you don't guess it within 6 seconds, you swap that song.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
go back to 25 seconds. Yeah, Callum, what are you saying?
Because Keely didn't even use the swap.
No, she didn't.
In that game. And I would have said if she used that swap on that first
song. On song one.
She would have probably.
It would have went. Oh, yeah.
The swap is there to help you.
Absolutely.
Emma, the lucky charm is back.
Yeah.
We play Monday, Golden in a WhatsApp, 087-711-1038. You know, I came back for the one day, but sure. Ah, it's nice to have the weekend again, isn't it?
Yeah, you'd be wrecked.
Lovely. Producer Callum, you have the precious results of one more tune.
Yes, so you've been voting for the last song of the show. Emma went for Miley Cyrus and Malibu. Boom. Dave went for Maroon 5 and Misery.
Just play it.
And Fiona went for JoJo Siwa and Karma.
No yes, chance.
Emma got a massive 0%. Oh. Zero votes for Malibu and Miley Cyrus. So that was between Dave and Fiona.
Sorry, Fiona. But with misery time. Off.
55% of the vote this morning and winning one more tune. I cannot believe I'm saying this.
Don't
it's
you dare.
Fiona Frawley.
What the heck? What?
Oh, this is
what
the best moment
to this show?
Of my radio career, which has been three weeks.
I can't believe JoJo Siwa has a song that's playing on spin right now,
oh
but here we
God.
Are. Listen, enjoy your weekend. Michaela's on the way.
Bye.
Have a good luck. One. Bye-bye. Spin.